Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Connor Armstrong alongside tonight. Carlos back tomorrow. Marco Belletti on the updates tonight. Marco also tomorrow, I presume. I watched a documentary today. Aren't you proud of me? I'm so learned and wise. Yesterday at this time, we had AJ Perez on, longtime reporter, was with Front Office Sports for a long time, and it was there that he was doing some digging into Brett Favre and a drug that he was on the board of and trying to figure out how to help with concussions, and then he dug into the Mississippi welfare scandal, which has now become one of these other things that have happened in Favre's life. And it was all part of this documentary, The Fall of Favre. It was published today or dropped today or whatever. It debuted today. It's on Netflix and you can check it out. And again, thanks to AJ for his time. My interview with him available on the Odyssey app via the podcast or wherever you get your podcast. You can find the show. The Bart Winkler Show. Like and subscribe. Tell your friends, please God. And I'm not a big documentary guy. A lot of times with documentaries, I feel like, especially if it's something that happened in my life, I feel like, I mean, I watched that. I saw that. I want to see something new. I'd rather watch whatever game is on now new than go back and watch documentaries. That's just a personal taste. I want to be better. Okay, I want to be better. I want to get more into documentaries because usually when I watch them, I'm like, oh, I learned so much. How do you find the time? You know, you got work, you got kids, you got... How do you find the time? This one's an hour long. It was good. It kept my interest. It showed Brett Favre coming to Green Bay, how he nearly single-handedly turned Green Bay into dump hole, into back to title town. Then we see him going to New York and everything that happened with Jen Sturger. And you really feel bad for Jen Sturger. She never has met Brett Favre. You would think that she went up to his hotel room or she did stuff and she did nothing. Said she's never even met him. He just saw her and then tried to get her to where he was and then, you know, hang out or chill, as one of the voicemails said. So you feel bad about how that went down. Then you see some of the welfare stuff where he's taking funds that are supposed to go help people, but then he's helping Brett Favre-related things and... You get goosebumps at the beginning of it. At least I did. Because I was seeing highlights of the guy that helped me really fall in love with football as a Packer fan growing up. I was 8 in 1992, 9. So that's when Brett Favre first took over. And so as I grew up, Brett Favre was my quarterback essentially until I was an adult. So you kind of grow up with him, and he is and was a hero. And even to this day, if he like just walked down the hall and I talked to him, I would come back here and just willingly, I know I would be like, oh, Brett Favre's the greatest, dude. He's just the greatest. Because he's one of those kind of guys that the personality is so infectious. I did get his autograph once at a Packers training thing, but the autograph... The Sharpie I had, it's like basically faded. So basically on this football card, you can see like the B and then part of an R. And then it's sort of faded away. So I think I just put that in my normal card binder. But you're watching this documentary, I'm getting goosebumps. And then at the end, it's like, oh, I feel bad that I got those goosebumps. So I think it's worth a watch. It's a good refresher. You learn a few things about Brett Favre and... You know, as I talked with AJ, it's like, well, what does Brett Favre want? Does he want to be in the public? Because every time he's more public-facing, these things are going to be back in the news. What does he want to do? I don't think he's an evil person by any means. I just think that when you become a celebrity and you get to do whatever you want, especially in a town like Green Bay, you start to get away with stuff. I'm sure there's been instances where people have looked the other way. Oh, it's Brett Favre. I can't do anything. It's Brett Favre. Of course I'm going to let him go. It's Brett Favre, you know. We need the Packers to win on Sunday. But it's worth checking out The Fall of Favre on Netflix. What I'm not interested in watching, and I know I'm probably wrong in the majority. I'm not into flag football at the Olympics. I'm not into flag football, period. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. It feels like cheap football. It feels like we're giving you this because we're not giving you the football. The Pro Bowl has a lot to do with it for me. I would rather watch bad football than bad flag football. And people aren't watching the Pro Bowl. It's not entertaining. It's like celebrity, campy, what is this? Nobody. But this would be different. It'd be for an Olympic medal. All right. So what happened was the Olympics said, we're going to do flag football in 2028. And then NFL players are like, we want to play. The owners approved that their players can play and try out for and make the Olympics. There's some provisions. You get one player per NFL team on each national team participating. If a guy gets hurt, that team gets a salary cap credit. A lot of these guys grow up, see the Olympics, and want that for themselves. To that I say, then do an Olympic sport. I watched track and field growing up. I want to be then do an Olympic sport. That's what I say. Don't just let the Olympics add something that's sort of like the thing you do, and then I don't know who is going to compete with America in this. So you make the team. There'll be some fun tryouts between Tyreek Hill and Justin Jefferson. Who would you rather have with your $15? I'm not into it. So I don't like it. I'm not looking forward to it. Hey, did the USA win? Oh, cool. I'm sure I will watch it. I think it will be part of my job. Well, I would hope at the time to have to know what's going on in the USA flag football matchup against Ireland. But I'm not super down with it. How about the 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Glenn is in Niagara Falls. Talk to me, Glenn.
Well, Bart, I got 2 points, if I may. One's about flag football, one's about the tush push. Try and be as quick as possible. I know you got other callers. In terms of the tush push, I'm like you. I've never understood when they're pushing these running backs, an extra 10 yards and how that can be legal. But since they've been letting that go, I guess since 2005, been part of the game. So if that's the case and they're not calling the game properly, then the tush push has to exist. Having said that, I agree with you that neither one should exist. Now, here's the other side of the coin that adds to our debate. So and hopefully I'm doing a good job illustrating this picture, but say a team needs 10 yards, receiver runs down the 10 yards out, gets the pass, he runs backwards trying to make a move and gets tackled, and he doesn't hit the 10 yards. But if a receiver catches the ball in 10 yards and a bunch of players on the defensive side push him back, no, it doesn't matter where he ends up. Because logically, since they can push a guy forward 10 yards, then if they push that receiver back a few yards, then why isn't that the same? It's not. So that's why that rule should not exist, because it's not fair for the defensive side of the ball. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander, but apparently not in NFL football. So that's my point about that. And so I agree with you. I think both should be gone. I hate watching. The only issue there is, if a running back's got the ball and his team's pushing behind him and you see his legs chugging along, well, how are the refs going to decide? Was it the running back doing it, or is it the team pushing him? So that's where it's going to get a little gray. but nobody should be able to put a hand on it at all, and should all be him. But that's my thoughts. In terms of flag football, my thoughts about that, and I'm Canadian, of course, but this has nothing but perhaps negative for the NFL. There could be an injury, and what if the USA does not win? There are between 70, I was looking it up while I was on hold, between 70 and 100 countries playing flag football, and I would think it's a different way of playing football, and there might be some teams that they have someone that can spin the rock and that are very good at it. So how embarrassing would it be to the USA and NFL players if they actually don't win the gold medal? So the only thing I think this has a possibility of doing is making the NFL look terrible. To me, it's like in hockey, we have a game called shinny. Not sure if you're familiar with that, but basically it's hockey. It's hockey, but you don't wear any equipment and there's no hitting. So it's kind of like flag football in a way, and it can be a lot of fun. It's more recreational, and there are some shinny leagues up here too. I don't ever think that's going to make the Olympics, but to me, that's kind of the same. I will not spend 5 minutes watching flag football, and again, I think the USA has nothing to win but everything to lose here. I don't get it. Anyways, that's my points. Thank you, as always, Bart, for taking my call, my good man.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. A lot of good points in there, for sure. Let me kind of jump into a couple of them. He mentioned that when you push a guy back, they stop it because of forward progress, but you can push a guy forward. The way that football is, it is shifted towards the offense. The offense gets a lot more benefits out of the rules than the defense does. And that's the way that we've set this thing up. And I guess that's fine, but we don't need to, like, continue to find reasons for the offense. The same way that I bring up what happened with Washington and Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game, where they were trying to stop it. You don't like the tush push? Try to stop it. They tried to stop it. They were going to award Philadelphia 6 free points because they kept jumping off sides in an effort. Frankie Louvu was the one that tried to stop it. So you've got this thing. If you go backwards, it doesn't count. If you go forwards, it does. One of the reasons that they changed the rules to begin with was the argument and the point that you made about it's hard to tell. Well, what if the running back is chugging along and then it looks like some guys are pushing him? It became hard to officiate. So they said, we don't want to deal with it at all, and changed the rule, which 20 years later has led to quarterback just takes the ball and gets shoved by 3 of the biggest guys in the backfield that they can find. I don't mind if the Eagles want to take Jalen Hurts and put him under center and try to get a couple of yards. I don't like the pushing aspect of it. The tush push actually doesn't bother me as much as when there's a guy that does steamroll into a defense and then you got 4 offensive linemen coming up and pushing him forward. That bothers me more. I don't like either, but that bothers me more. I would like football to look like football, which maybe brings me back to flag football. They've added Olympic sports over the years. You know, there was a big, oh my God, snowboarding, skateboarding. You know, what was the beatboxing? What was the one this year where they went out crazy? It's like, what are we doing? These aren't Olympic sports. And I don't mind them experimenting a little bit, but flag football does not feel like an Olympic sport to me, just my opinion. And also, if you're going to do football, do football. If USA loses, it will be embarrassing. They will have a target on their back. And we don't know that it's going to be like it was in 1992 when they added basketball or when the NBA finally allowed. They had basketball, but then they added NBA players and then they just steamrolled everybody. Well, now it's more competitive, surely, which I think is good. The world has caught up, and maybe in 30 years from now, the world will catch up in flag football if we're to assume that the USA will be so dominant to begin with, which they should be. These are NFL players that are going to do this. You would have to be a massive favorite at this point. It's just not something that I'm into. I'm not into all of the, like, fantasy, who's going to be on the team, and I'm not into all the, oh, I hope Justin Jefferson and Tyreek Hill, and we're going to, this is the USA version of the football's dream team. The NFL gets a dream team. I don't like it. As I said last hour, some of my reasons may not be sound, but that is how I feel. Do you like flag football, Bart? No, I don't. Do you want it to be in the Olympics? I do not. If it is in the Olympics, should NFL players play? I don't want my players playing in it. Yeah. Hey, you get all the Bears, Lions, and Vikings you want to play in it. Hope they're okay. I don't want the Packers to play in it. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Well, come on back. This is the Bart Winkler Show. Justin Jefferson, Minnesota Vikings, quite possibly someday Team USA when it comes to flag football at the Olympics. The owners approving 32-0 that it's okay if their players play in the Olympics, even though they would be held late in the summer, might miss some training camp. Only one per team per country. You get a little bit of a salary relief if somebody goes there and gets hurt. If Justin Jefferson, you know, watched the Olympics growing up and wanted to do that someday, just based on the Summer Olympics alone, he could have either tried aquatics, archery, track and field, badminton, basketball, boxing, canoe, cycling, equestrian, fencing, soccer, golf, gymnastics, handball, field hockey, judo, rowing, rugby, sailing, shooting, sport climbing, table tennis, taekwondo, tennis, triathlon, volleyball, weightlifting, wrestling, or any of the other sports that you are allowed to participate in with the Olympics. You played football. It's not an Olympic sport, but I guess it is now. So go ahead and try out. 888-710-4476, 888-710-4ISN. John is in Toronto. What's up, John?
Oh, glad to talk to you, Bart. Happy birthday. My son's birthday was today. I know yours is yesterday, so I'll be thinking about you on your birthday. What I'd like to say is that's going to be pretty interesting. I didn't realize there's 140 countries that play flag football, you know? So it's going to be pretty interesting.
I didn't know that. We got some competition.
Yeah, you're going to lose, let me tell you. You couldn't beat Japan, and half of our players... Half of our players up here, most of them on the Canadian teams, played in the States, right? They went to U.S. colleges, and, you know, there was a big player there.
Sure.
In Philadelphia and Kansas City, they retired Canadian. Anyway, it should be interesting. Australia and these other countries play rugby. Those players will be wanting to go up against the NFL players, and the NFL is trying to sell their product, having all the games outside of the U.S. there, you know. So maybe that's why they want to have people learn more about the game, you know.
Well, and maybe too, you know, if the NFL, if they're thinking long-term, John, and appreciate it, thanks for the call. Maybe they're worried about the long term. I mean, it's even if it's a sliver of a chance, it's okay. If there is going to be flag football in this country and it's going to be popular, we need to be involved on it at the ground level, and we need our guys to go there so that there's not this other thing that pops up. I don't know what the game of football is going to look like in 30 years. I think if you looked at football 30 years ago and look at it now, there's a lot of like, oh, my God, you can't do that anymore. Oh, boy, you can't do that. So aren't we fair to assume it's only going to, I want to say, devolve more into what it's turning into, like closer to flag football? At one point, we're going to be closer to flag football than we are to maybe we're already there. Again, watch a game from the 70s or just any highlight film. There's a tape that I mention all the time And I always mess up the name. It's like Collision Course or Crunch Course. It's this hour-long video from NFL Films, Crunch Course, where there's just hard hits after hard hits. And they sold the video on it. I mean, I've just found it on YouTube as I'm looking here. And these people are getting murdered on my television. It's unbelievable. It was a VHS that I had that we just pop in from time to time. I might have to play some of this. Oh, my God. Over the middle. Boink. Dead. Jeez. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Robert, Annapolis. Robert.
Hey, boys. How you doing tonight? Thanks for taking my call. You know, many years ago when I was a young man, every Thanksgiving a group of us would get together for a what we call a turkey bowl flag football. But as the beers flowed, by the end of that game, it wasn't flag football anymore. That ball carrier was going down. So it's, but as far as the Olympics, yeah. Couple things. One is they've added so many events that it's sort of lost the flavor for me when we talk about Olympics. And but the real thing I dislike about it is professionals. The Olympics in its truest core should have always stayed with just amateurs. So if Justin Jefferson wants to play, like you said, you mentioned many of those things that they've added. One of those, that's fine. But I know he's not a professional flag football player, but he is a professional football player. And you mentioned the thing about the salary cap. If I'm the owner, what I'm worried about, if I got a guy on a guaranteed contract, he wrecks a knee doing that. Why should I have to pay him his contract if he's not going to be able to play for me? Now let's move on to the Ryan Clark, Robert Griffin thing. Griffin is not a very likable guy, but Ryan Clark was way out of line because he brought the racial element into this. That was totally unnecessary. I think those guys probably got issues with each other that goes beyond this.
They do. They never liked each other.
Right. And Griffin said that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. I don't know if she hates her. She's certainly envious. A lot of people say jealous, but it's not jealousy. That's a different emotion for other reasons. But she certainly probably could be envious of all the attention that Caitlin Clark gets. But anyhow, and on your Brett Favre fading autograph, maybe that's emblematic of how he is in your thoughts about him. Maybe it's your admiration for him is fading away. And that kind of brings in maybe another barometer suggestion.
Oh, boy.
Great, great professional athletes that just had these character flaws that kind of dimmed your view of them. We talked about Pete Rose last week and Brett Favre. And, God, we could go through a whole litany of them. But anyhow, that might be one for the machine to crank out sometime. But anyhow, Connor's doing a great job. Carlos is my man, but Connor's doing a great job as always. And thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, Robert, Annapolis, 888-710-4ISN. You know who I'm thinking about tonight? I'll tell you who I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about Sean Third Jr. I'm thinking about Amir Brown. I'm thinking about Daryl Doucette III. I'm thinking about Velton Brown Jr. I'm thinking about Jamie Kennedy. Not that one. I'm thinking about Isaiah Calhoun. I'm thinking about Laderick Smith. I'm thinking about Laval Davis. I'm thinking about Nico Casares. I'm thinking about Jadeon High. I'm thinking about Mike Daniels. I'm thinking about Tyler Davis. Who are those people? That is the 12-man roster for the men's national flag football team that will be competing at the International Federation of American Football, America's Continental Flag Football Championship in Panama, coming up this September. Several of those guys played tackle football, as it were, in college. NFL guys are just going to come in and take their jobs. What about these guys who have devoted their life to playing flag football at the highest level that they possibly can? And then flag football, their dream. Oh, my God. Can you believe it? it's going to be an Olympic sport. My goodness, no way. The mama, dad, I get to try to win a gold medal. Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Jaden Daniels, Jahmyr Gibbs. Oh, no, these guys. I hope they lose. I hope they get beaten out by these guys. I'm going to root for these guys. You give me these guys, you give me the guys that play flag football. That's who I'm rooting for. I want to see them beat out those other guys. But then the NFL will make the call. You better get a roster of all NFL players if we're doing this. We are doing this. That's just like, can we just like not? Does it have to be always, all the time? 888-710-4ISN. Ozzy's in Atlanta. Hello, Ozzy.
What's up, Bart? You asked the question, does it have to be all the time? Isn't that why we love the NFL, man? Because it's all the time?
I don't know. I mean, the schedule, I got to hear Nate Burleson dropping hints on CBS this morning. I got to have, just give me what, every day, man.
Every single day. Man, I think they should just find a new sport. There are so many other sports we can put into the Olympics, like tug of war. Could you imagine that?
I think that was an Olympic sport a long time ago.
Oh, no way. Dang. Showing my age.
I mean, like a long time ago.
Okay.
A long time ago. Tug of war at the Summer Olympics. Hold on here. 1900, 1904, 1908, 1912, 1920.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can leave everything else back there, but you can bring that right back, please. Come on. I need to see it. That would be hilarious.
That would be good.
Do you think the NFL owners would choose players to be exempt from the Olympic flag football team? Think that could be a thing?
Yeah, you know what? I think you could possibly – because so how it's going to work now – thanks for the call, Ozzy. How it's going to work is one player per national team. So if Justin Jefferson is on Team USA, that's it from the Vikings. Now, if the Vikings have a guy that plays on another team, that's fine, but it's only one per national team. Could guys in their contracts, you know, we'll give you this $55 million extension, but we're going to write in there, you cannot do the Olympics. You cannot do flag football. That may be a contention point, because if one team says, no, you can't, there'll be other teams that say yes. I would think that would open up some contract negotiations for sure. There's been American football in the Olympics before, but only as a demonstration sport. And it was just essentially scrimmages with all people from the USA is what it ended up being. But tug of war was in the Olympics at the turn of the century. What else? Bowling back in 1988. I wouldn't mind bowling. Gliding. Firefighting at the 1900 Summer Olympics. Firefighting was a contested event. Competitions were held for professional and volunteer firefighters. I don't know how you would compete. I guess how fast you put out the fire. There's been art competitions at the Olympics. Yeah, so see, they you know, things come and go. I don't mind that. It's interesting. But, man, the 1900 Olympics were weird. Life-saving? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Flag football at the Olympics, NFL players will be able to try out. They got to beat my squad, my 12 guys, whose names I forgot. Mike Daniels. I remember his name. Let's get an update, and we'll return. Here is Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. It's time for our Defensive Player of the Week award, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. They're probably celebrating all who go above and beyond during Military Appreciation Month. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Their members are the mission. Typically, we will give it to a performance of the day and then say that covers the whole week. So let's do that tonight. 5 steals for Jalen Williams. Had 8 rebounds, 7 on the defensive end, but 5 steals in a 114-88 win over the Timberwolves by the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think that's worthy enough for me. Jalen Williams will be getting a certificate from the Bart Winkler Show, thanks to our friends at the Navy Federal Credit Union. Again, their members are the mission. NavyFederal.org/celebrate to learn more about Military Appreciation Month and all that they are doing. The Thunder getting a win. First quarter, Minnesota was kind of controlling things. Second quarter, they went in with a 4-point lead at halftime. Third quarter, the Thunder outscored Minnesota 32-18 and then continued to extend the lead in the fourth quarter. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 31 points, 9 assists, 3 steals of his own, and 5 rebounds. And Michael Malone, former coach of the Nuggets, who got hired by ESPN for the series, and they didn't just hire him. When I saw that he was hired to do commentary, I thought he would be in the studio or something. They're sending him to the games. This is a report from the game. They haven't announced the MVP yet. Does he know something we don't?
And then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he showed why he's the MVP. He took over in the second half, did so in a very efficient manner, and put the team on his back when they needed him to do so.
Okay, he showed why he's the MVP. The MVP, the last award that is yet to be announced, which typically is announced the first week, at least within the first 10 days of May. I don't know what they're waiting for. Is it Shai? Is it Jokic? It's probably Shai. It sounds like it's Shai. When are we getting that? I don't know. Maybe that was it. Maybe that was the announcement tonight from Michael Malone, courtesy ESPN. Hockey tonight as well. We had the Florida Panthers take a 1-0 series lead as they beat Carolina in Raleigh, where they play. I know that. 5-2, the Panthers getting 2 goals in the first, another in the second, a couple more tacked on in the third. David is in Buffalo. David, your thoughts?
What's going on, Bert? Thanks for taking my call tonight, man. Just want to give a prediction on the Western finals in the NHL and then the game from tonight. I thought tonight, the big thing I saw was Bobrovsky was much better than Anderson and Nett. He outplayed him big time. The other thing I saw was Carolina made some careless plays. Stahl turned it over. That led to a goal. And then I think Florida, just their way of imposing their will. Darren Pang talked about this in between periods tonight. Florida really can impose their will. And even though they didn't get as many shots on net, it's just the way they kind of forecheck and they go after the puck in the corner. They just imposed their will on Carolina all tonight, and that's why I felt like they won the game.
How do you think this series goes then, moving to game 2?
I think Florida's going to win this series in 6, I think. I think it's going to go a little longer than people think, but I think Florida's the better team. I think the other series with Dallas and Edmonton is going to be really good. I think that one goes 7. I'm going to favor Edmonton because they've got better high-end players. But, I mean, Dallas, to me, has been really the story of the playoffs, I think, so far. Ottinger's played great. Rantanen has been unbelievable. That was a brilliant move by the Stars, to make that move after what the Mavericks did with Luka and getting rid of him. They found their franchise guy and locked him up for a long time. And I think other guys, too, with Dallas have stepped up. We saw in that Winnipeg series that were unknowns or unheralded guys. So I think Dallas has got a chance, but I think Ottinger he can't just play his A game. He's probably got to play his A-plus game to beat Edmonton. But I think that's going to be a really good series, definitely better than the East series.
Good breakdown, David. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. David in Buffalo, 888-710-4ISN. If you are trying to find these games on your television, One night there will be a basketball game on ESPN or ABC, and the other there will be a hockey game on TNT. So TNT tomorrow will have coverage of the Knicks and the Pacers, and tonight they had hockey, and then the next day they'll have hockey, and so the two networks sort of rotating a little bit back and forth about what they are airing. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Discussing flag football, and the NFL owners are going to let their guys try out and play. Remember, they got to make the team. Let's just not assume that they're on the team. They do have to try out for the team. Justin Jefferson can't just say, I want to be on and get on, although he probably can. Morris is in Georgia. What's up, Morris?
How you doing, sir? Glad to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
These guys make all this money.
Yeah.
And they're going to jeopardize their bodies to go do flag football. And I'm talking about the guys that you were talking about earlier of that has been in flag football that's pretty good at it. What's going to happen to these guys?
You can't put a price on an Olympic medal, right?
I guess so. But if I'm a owner and I'm putting $30,000 or $30 million down on you, it's like me driving a truck. I drive a tractor trailer. My company says I can't do nothing on the side. So what gives them the right?
Well, that's why they voted. I mean, they voted. They voted that it's okay. So that this is, they didn't want an uprising from their players, I guess. I don't know.
32 of them. Hey, why couldn't we put pickleball in there? I've never played pickleball, but I play golf, and I know guys is going to pickleball than to play golf.
Pickleball, don't you even like not even have to move? Isn't that the charm of it?
I don't know, sir. Sir, I don't know. I've never played it.
I never played it. I don't know.
You never played it either. So I haven't either. But I hear these guys talking about it. Man, you need to come down and do pickleball. It's great. So
yeah,
I don't know.
You don't, you break more of a sweat walking to the court. From the court to your car than you do when you're playing the game.
You play golf?
I try. I'm very bad.
Well, I'm like you. I used to be like a 7 handicap, and it went to hell in a handbasket. So I don't know. But I just wanted to say, I did $30 million. These guys are getting paid a year, and these owners are going to sign off on it. I think it's BS.
Morris, thanks for the call. I never know how to answer that question about golf. Do I play golf? I think last year I golfed one time. I want to play golf. I have days free. I should go play golf, but, you know, I'm a busy guy. When I say, a lot of times I've asked, you know, you ask somebody, hey, do you play golf? Oh, yeah, I'm not that good. You play with them, they shoot an 80. Get out of here. I'm not that good. So you're not going to be on the tour. Okay, I understand that. But, like, can you golf around and not be embarrassed to be out on the course? I am embarrassed. I need to get back out to a driving range or something. But for whatever reason, there's, like, none by my home. There's one by my work. It's not open at 10 o'clock at night. That'd be good. But there's like none close to me. Maybe I'll get one of those nets. Maybe I'll get one of those nets and just drive in my backyard. The sliver of grass I got back there. I'm bad. I can like drive a ball one out of every two times. Otherwise, I scuff it. I'm really good at putting. Get me on your scramble team for putts. I can putt. Okay? That's what it's like. This is the comparison. We've finally, after 2 hours, I got it. What if golf was not an Olympic sport? Because it wasn't not too long ago. And then all of a sudden they said, we're going to have mini golf in the Olympics, putt-putt. And then all the golfers will be like, oh, I'm going to do it. I don't want to watch Rory McIlroy putt through a windmill. I don't want to watch Justin Jefferson run around with flags on his pants. I don't like it. That's my take, and I'm standing strong on it. We'll come back. Thunder win game one quite handily. Will this series be a little shorter than expected? Some caller fold next hour. Much more to get to. It's the Bart Winkler Show.